The four barges that were attacked were travelling on the Nile River near the town of Tonga when they came under small arms fire. Rocket-propelled grenades were later fired at the convoy. Four crew members and UN peacekeepers were wounded during the incident. Elizabeth Beers, spokesperson for the World Food Programme, says that conditions for delivering emergency aid are difficult, but food is getting through.
WFP and partners are working around the clock to try to keep the food security from deteriorating to catastrophic levels in South Sudan. As of 22nd of April, WFP has provided food assistance to more than 700,000 people displaced as the result of the crisis. Over 63,000 children under five were reached through blanket supplementary feeding in Central Equatoria, Jonglei, Lake Unity, Upper Nile, Northern Bahr, El Ghazal and Rahlab states.
There are currently more than 78,000 civilians seeking protection in eight UN missions throughout South Sudan. Yesterday, the UN Security Council threatened measures against those responsible for the continuing violence, with council members expressing horror and anger over the mass killings of hundreds of civilians in the town of Bentiu last week. The World Food Programme says that insecurity in the country is seriously hampering its operations.
We are facing serious challenges in transporting food to deep field locations due to access and security concern, and this is hampering our annual prepositioning exercise in which we stock up warehouses in areas that will become inaccessible when the rain starts in April, end of April, May.
More than 900,000 people have been internally displaced in South Sudan since the crisis began. A further 290,000 have fled the country. Nikki Chadwick, Geneva.